Julia Mackey is a native of Deer River, who joined the Navy 2 weeks after she graduated from high school. There she worked as an aviation warfare systems operator for 5 years, flying aboard P-3Cs. She was honorably discharged and soon after began a family. She now works as a contractor for the Navy as a civilian testing the software she flew with while in the military. In her free time, she likes to write stories for her 3 children. She's just published her first book. It's called My Mom Hunts Submarines. I asked Julia what drew her to the military at such a young age.
I couldn't wait to see the world, and that was probably my primary reason for joining. I remember having a recruiter come in and talking to us and talking about all the cool places that he had been, and instantly I was hooked. I couldn't wait to see the world.
What places did you get to go? What parts of the world did you get to see?
Well, I was primarily stationed out of Brunswick, Maine, and so from there we were considered East Coast deployers, and we deployed. The main areas that we went, we were stationed out of Iceland on deployment, and then so we'd go in the small countries around Iceland, and then for another deployment, we did the Mediterranean. So I was stationed in Sigonella, Sicily for 6 months, doing intelligence-type flights and stuff there in the Bosnia, Kosovo areas. And then I did a deployment down in Puerto Rico where we did a lot of anti-drug running type missions in the Caribbean.
Thinking about how young you were and to jump into such a different lifestyle, it must have been exhilarating.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it's the one place where your average 19-year-old is flying planes, driving tanks, and all kinds of exciting adventures like that. You don't really think about it at the time, how young you are to be put in charge of these huge machines and these exciting missions, but by the job, I guess.
And I don't know if you felt this yourself or the people in your life would have noticed, but did it change who you were to be doing such different things and having so much responsibility and needing to have such specialized training?
Well, yeah, I don't think you can go through something like that and not be changed. I probably didn't see it so much at the time, but you grow up a lot quicker, definitely, because, you know, you're instantly dealing with real-world issues where, you know, as opposed to, like, a college frat party type issue, you know, you're out there trying not to get shot down, that kind of thing. So it's a little bit different. I definitely feel it instilled a great deal of patriotism in me to see the different types of countries and what people live like on a daily, regular basis, you know, third world countries. It's something that I wish everybody could experience just once or catch a glimpse of, because you would always appreciate America then. You know, you would always have that sense of pride and see just how good we really have it.
You have 3 kids and you've written this book for kids, My Mom Hunts Submarines. Tell me a little bit about what prompted you to do that, because I don't think there are probably a lot of books that talk about moms like you.
No, it is kind of a unique position. The aircrew rate itself had just been opened up to women as it was, so there were very few of us at the time that I went through. And I'm happy to say that, you know, there's a great deal now. And so there really weren't any books about mothers being in the military that I could find. And the job itself is kind of a unique job. So trying to describe that to people is always interesting. And you know, most people are like, I didn't even know that kind of a job existed. So it was my way of explaining to my kids what I did while I was in the service. And you know, it was kind of nice for my family, too, because a lot of times I'll get, wow, I didn't even know that you did that. And it kind of breaks it down on a basic level. So
let's talk some more about the job that you did and how you explained that to your kids and eventually came to write about it, My Mom Hunts Submarines. What kind of things your kids, you know, understand about what you did?
Well, they knew that we flew, I flew, and my primary job was anti-submarine warfare, tracking submarines. We'd be sent out having this large box area of where we were to find a submarine in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of nowhere, and localize it and track it and, you know, identify if it was enemy or friendly. That's the whole primary mission behind anti-submarine warfare.
And part of what you write about for parents, military parents, is when they have to leave. I wonder if you can talk a bit, little bit about why you wanted to make sure that was part of the story for kids to be reading, too.
Right. Definitely when I travel, one of the biggest things that I feel is very important for the kids to know, to understand, is that, you know, I'm going to be coming back. And I really wanted to emphasize that the mom will leave, or, you know, fathers as well, that they're always going to be coming back.
We're talking with Julia Mackey. Her new book is just out for kids. It's called My Mom Hunts Submarines. So what did your kids think of the book?
Oh, they think it's pretty cool to have, you know, to see my name on there. And they'll be looking at pictures. My oldest daughter is like, is that really me in there? And I'm like, yes, that's written for you there. And they have their names with the dedication. And so I think they've had fun with it at school, because I've also gotten to their different schools and done speaking events and stuff for their schools.
You end this book talking about this character that you've created based on your daughter, that, you know, if she knows that you can fly in planes and hunt submarines, there isn't anything that she can't do. I wonder if you can talk more about that, what you think for your kids, what you see in them, have their mom doing a non-traditional job means to them.
Right. Yeah, and that was one of my primary messages that I wanted to come out in the book. I think it's kind of echoed throughout that I feel so strongly about that there really isn't anything that you cannot do if you work hard enough. And that I feel like so many kids do not hear that message. And that was one thing that, you know, my parents emphasized very strongly with me. And I would like to let my children know that as well.
Do you get a chance to come back to Minnesota very often?
Oh, yes. We come home at least once a year. We rent a resort on one of the lakes up there, and the whole family comes out to visit. And that way we can spend the whole week up there, and I can give my kids the kind of country background that we grew up with and I miss so much. So I don't want to raise little city kids here, but sometimes it feels like that's where they are right now. So.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, this book also probably, for people living here who know you, gives them a glimpse into what your life has been like. Have there been adults who have commented to you about it?
Oh, yeah, all of my friends that I've graduated with have been very supportive and think it's a pretty neat accomplishment. I've been met with nothing but just wonderful support from everybody. It's been great.
Mm-hmm. What's the best way for people to find the book?
Well, there's a Facebook page that I created for it, so they can search for it on Facebook. Also, I have the publishing company. You can purchase it directly through the publishing company or that's Tate Publishing, and just on their website. But, I mean, it's on Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble's. So all the major sites should be carrying it now.
And in the back of the book, there's some information. If you purchase the book, there is a free audiobook download that comes with it.
Yes, this is one thing that I think the kids have really enjoyed, because they can go online and have the book read to them, and they can follow along in the book. And when they're learning how to read, it's kind of a nice little tool for them to be able to read on their own then.
Julie, what's the age range of it, would you say?
I would say, well, all of my kids enjoy it. You know, my youngest, we read it to her, but she is at a preschool level up to my oldest that is 9 years old. And she's probably just getting a little bit out of it now. So anywhere between first, second, third grade, probably primary.
The book, again, is called My Mom Hunts Submarines by Julia Mackey. You can find information on Facebook. Just look for My Mom Hunts Submarines, or on Amazon.com, or you can call KEXE for more information. Julia, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're going to hear an excerpt of the audiobook of My Mom Hunts Submarines by Julia Mackey now.
Tate Publishing and Enterprises, along with Tate Out Loud Audiobooks, presents My Mom Hunts Submarines, written by Julia Mackey and narrated by Natasha Goodell. Every morning, my mom gently wakes me up with a kiss. I stretch, yawn, and slowly roll out of bed. We go down the stairs into the kitchen, where Mom makes me my breakfast. My favorite is pancakes with blueberries in them. Sometimes we even make fun shapes. After breakfast is done, we brush our teeth and get dressed. I put on my socks, shoes, and dress, and my mom puts on her green flight suit and big, black, steel-toed flight boots. This is what she wears to work on the days that she flies. Next, I grab my backpack while Mom grabs her helmet bag and we drive to my school. When we arrive at my school, Mom kisses me goodbye as she drops me off. I go into my school and she goes to work on a Navy base. When she gets there, she will fly in a huge gray airplane called a P-3C Orion. They are as big as a dinosaur. The P-3s are airplanes that do many types of missions, but their main mission is to fly over the ocean and hunt for submarines. They have four engines with propellers that spin to make them go forward. Their wings stretch wide to help them soar up in the air. When my mom goes on a mission, first they meet in a room to find out what their mission is going to be. This is called a brief. There will also be a Navy weatherman to tell them what the weather is going to be like where they will be flying. If the weather is too foggy or there are bad storms, the airplane usually will not fly because it can be unsafe. Everyone that flies on the plane is called the air crew. There are two pilots to fly the plane, a navigator to tell them where to go, and a tactical coordinator to run the mission and direct everyone.